Gentlemen, just a few halachot in the laws of Mahasita Shekel, although we discussed them in previous daily halachot, but just to review some of the essentials. Hachav Avadiyah discussed these halachot in Hazon Avadiyah starting on Daf Kuf Aleph. Yesh noagim ligbot b'lil purim lefne miklam megillah ma'od sechel la'mahasita shekel. The custom is before the Megillah reading on the night of Purim, we collect Mahasita Shekel. This year being that the night is Motzei Shabbat, obviously people are not going to have money on them, so it's proper to settle your Mahasita Shekel obligation this week, the week before Purim, preferably on Ta'anit Esir, which this year comes out on a Thursday. Of course, when a person designates his Mahasita Shekel, he says Zecher the Mahasita Shekel. He does not say that this is indeed Mahasita Shekel. What is the proper amount? Chacham Avadiyah writes that you should give 9 grams of silver, which is a coin that has 9 grams of silver, or the value of 9 grams of silver. Today, silver on the market is about $14, and there an ounce, that's about 30 grams, and therefore 9 grams is somewhere between $4.50 to $5. So therefore, this year, the price went up. This year, it goes according to what the year is. So technically, if a person wants to give half a shekel, either you get the actual coin that has the grams of silver in it, but that coin today will cost you about $5. If you don't get the coin, then you have to give actually $5 to fulfill this obligation. Preferably, the halakha says, if you can give 3 coins per person, that brings it up to $15, because the pasuk says, and the parasha says, terumah, says the word terumah 3 times, so they learn that it's preferably to give 3 coins. Of course, if a person cannot afford it, and he has a hard time, of course, he can suffice with 1 coin. Furthermore, one should not use ma'aser money for the Mahasita Shekel obligation. Thirdly, the obligation is really of males above the age of 20 and above. However, the minhag is that we give Mahasita Shekel for everybody, meaning men, women, and even children. And therefore, again, since all the money really goes to tzedakah, to support the yeshivot, and so on and so forth, one should preferably try to give the Mahasita Shekel to cover his entire family. Again, if he cannot afford it, then already he can rely on the law itself of just taking care of the males that are above 20, and then he can just give a little tzedakah, whatever it is, token, to the rest of the members of his family.